Phoenix City and police leaders are looking for ways to improve the department's relationship with communities of color. More than 2,000 residents filled Pilgrim Rest Baptist Church in Phoenix last week for a community meeting. They were there to talk about the city's police department.
We are not here because of a shoplifting incident. We are here because we are outraged at the conduct of Phoenix police officers.
One of those who showed up to speak was Dwayne Allen. He's co-owner of the Breadfruit and Rum Bar downtown and serves on a city commission. He's also a Marine Corps veteran who's lived in Phoenix for more than two decades.
It is time to cleanse the police department of these rotten elements and send a clear message that the men and women sworn to protect us, that we will tolerate nothing less than the highest standard of conduct from them.
Allen says he decided to speak at the meeting because, in some ways, he saw himself and the family at the center of that viral video after the alleged shoplifting incident.
I myself have had a run-in with a police officer that was less than professional, to put it lightly. And the reason for that run-in was because he inadvertently, I guess, transposed some numbers on my license plate. And as a result, he claims that the car came back as a stolen car.
Allen says the officer in his case approached his car with his weapon drawn and shouted commands. Allen explained he was not armed and handed over his license and registration. After the officer checked it out, he apologized to Allen and explained he'd gotten the license plate number wrong. I sat down with Allen to talk more about his experience and what he'd like to see change going forward.
I was so shaken up that I didn't get his name. I didn't get his badge number. There was no report filed, because it wasn't until much later that it really dawned on me that this wasn't just a case of somebody making a mistake necessarily, but that there was a systemic issue that needs to be addressed. And so when I saw this most recent occurrence, seeing myself in the experience of those folks, I thought it was necessary for me to speak up.
Do you get the sense, you refer to this as a systemic issue, do you think this is a problem throughout the department? Do you think there are some officers who just aren't doing a good job and maybe aren't doing the right thing? I mean, how pervasive do you think that this issue is?
Well, I think really this is a social issue, and we cannot lay it solely at the foot of the police department. And I say that because there are so many folks, so many segments of our society who are quick to defend the actions of rogue police officers at the drop of a dime. And so I don't think it's fair to simply say that this is purely on the police department and a few rotten eggs that may be in the police department. I think that my experience, folks who work in government, 99% of them are people who are committed and passionate for the work they do, whether we're talking about clerks, firefighters, or police officers. But I always think that we should consider it much like a sack of potatoes. If you get one or two of those potatoes should ripen on you, then you have a really noxious situation that you're dealing with. And so, yeah, I think there are just some rogue elements. And listen, frankly, you'll find rogue elements, bad actors, in just about every group. But what matters is how that group responds when we see instances of people behaving badly. And I think that's what I was motivated to lend my voice to. And so as I was addressing the mayor and the council members and the police chief, the point that I was not there because of a shoplifting incident was very important to make. I was there because we observed a police officer behaving badly.
There has been a lot of criticism. I know that you have heard it, of how the city and how the police department have responded, not just to this incident, but to past incidents of people saying that the police did not treat them appropriately. At this point, what should the city be doing to try to rectify the situation?
I think we need to look at this as almost in a fashion such as a circular economy. And what I mean by that is we need to get to a scenario where the police will police the community, but then the community police the police. The current system is one where the police are policing themselves. And if that is the case, who is representing the voice of the community here, right? We need to think of it from an equitability standpoint, where the police are entrusted to police the community, and there is some oversight, provided by the community. And the best way to do that is through a citizens advisory commission of sorts, and one that has some real authority. I'm not interested in the kind of commission that really just sits and echoes what the police department within themselves has decided. I think it's necessary that we get to a point where we have a commission that has the authority to demand proof, to demand evidence. So a citizens advisory committee that has real authority to hold the police department accountable.
Well, based on what you heard at the meeting last week and what you've heard from friends and neighbors and other people, you know, in the community, do you get the sense that that will happen, or that something similar to that will happen, that the city leadership is really hearing what folks have to say?
I have no reason not to take the police chief and the mayor at their word. And so I'm going to say yes.
One of the things that has been kind of striking, I think, and maybe it's something that you've noticed as well, is that people seem to have sort of decamped into two corners. There's the all police officers are doing a bad job and there's a culture problem in the department. On the opposite side, it's the people who are being affected by these incidents are committing crimes. The police officers are doing a great job. There's nothing to see here. Yours is a more nuanced view, it seems. And I'm wondering if you think in this discussion and in the hopeful attempts to make things better, if there are more people like you who sort of take a nuanced view of this, who can sort of come together rationally and reasonably to really hash out some things that maybe everybody can live with.
I think at the end of the day, what we're talking about here is equity. In this instance, particularly, we're talking about equity of empathy. I think that's ultimately what it boils down to, because when you look at these two camps, that's the starkest contrast. So if we can somehow get both sides to start thinking about this from an empathetic equity perspective, I think we'll see some change where we can start getting folks to say, sure, someone made a mistake, but are we saying that people should die for the mistakes that they make?
All right. That's Dwayne Allen. He's a Phoenix resident, co-owner of the Breadfruit and Rum Bar in downtown. Dwayne, thanks for coming in. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure.